On the show today, we have the executive director of Lone Star Volleyball, Arneva Martin, here to talk to us about the facility's expansion and their grand reopening this weekend. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this is the Frisco Podcast for Friday, May 9th, 2014. Our guest today is Arneva Martin, the executive director of Lone Star Volleyball. Arneva, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you guys here. So you guys have an event coming up that is actually kind of a grand reopening event. You've been around for a while, but you're now expanding. So tell us what's going on.
I'll be glad to. We're so excited about it. We've been in Frisco for 10 years and have come up through the middle schools with FISD. And just recently, within the last 3 years, opened our own facility because of the growth and the need for volleyball in the area. So we opened an initial 36,000 square feet in 2011. It housed 7 courts and a cafe and administrative offices. And just recently, January 1st, we opened another 27,000 square feet, so a total of 64,000. And it includes 3 additional courts, a fully staffed performance training center with DX3 athlete. And then also All4 Gym is another partner that offers gymnastics and cheerleading.
Okay, very good. So you guys have a lot of space now.
We do. It's very exciting.
It's a lot of volleyball.
Yes.
So one of the first questions that comes to my mind is it just for young people? Or can somebody like myself come and participate in volleyball, play in a league, do things like that?
Sure. Primarily, it's for kids. There are several centers around the area that offer adults. And so we kind of leave that to them. Our focus is primarily on kiddos, kindergarten. We started kindergarten last year. So it goes kindergarten up to 18 years.
Kindergartners play volleyball.
They do, and they play it really well.
I bet that's fun to watch.
It is.
Do they all just collide on the ball everywhere it goes?
It's actually a little bit better than that. We are one of the few centers that offer mini courts. So it's a reduced size environment for them. So the focus is really playing on the ball. And then we play with a first touch Molten, which is a rubber urethane center with a cushioned pad around it. So there's no impact issues. And that was the biggest issue with them to begin with, was they were concerned about the ball hitting the arm. So we fixed that, and now they actually play.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is.
That'd be fun just to watch all by itself. But the facility then is catering to, you said, kindergartners through 18-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Is it mostly school teams that are coming to train? Is it outside leagues? Kind of give us the whole breakdown of what you guys have going on there and who should be coming out to
Sure.
look at Lone Star Volleyball.
We are actually all internal. So everything that we do is within the center itself. We don't go outside of the center other than with our club program. Well, let me start with the training part of it. We train kids first through 18 years old. First grade through 18 years, we start that through our academy program. What we wanted to do was start kids off with basic mechanics, because volleyball is really relatively new compared to all the other sports in the area, like soccer and baseball and softball. So we start off with mechanics. They go up through academy program until they're comfortable with those skills, and then we graduate them into the skill circuit, which really works on fine-tuning those skills. So that's the training portion of it. We also offer camps and clinics throughout the summer and holidays and those kinds of things, so that kids can get more touches on the ball and more specific to skills and mechanics. As far as the competition goes, we have youth leagues, which is kind of where we started with the facility because of the growth. It's seasonal, so we go spring, summer, winter, and fall. And I think I just said that out of reverse order.
That's okay. We normally keep the seasons in the same order. I mean, we'll figure that out.
We don't get to change those. Okay.
As much as I'd like to, because we're going into summer right now, and, you know, I'd prefer just to be going straight into fall.
Fall. But. Yeah, we're staying in the spring for a little bit longer. But anyway, it's seasonal. And the kids will come in. They'll play 8 games in 1 tournament. They practice through the season as well. Our recreational and competitive side is with volunteer coaches, so we rely very heavily on volunteers in the area. And then we have a select program where the kids will come in and try out. So it's the kind of the precursor to club. They'll try out for a team, and then they'll have professional coaches coaching them during the season.
Okay.
The next level of it is the club, and that's kind of the highest level for junior athletes in the area. We participate through the Association of USA Volleyball, and we offer club teams, which is the highest level in this area. They'll train about 6 months out of the year, and they'll play in tournaments throughout North Texas and the United States as well.
Okay, so it sounds like if you have kids that are into volleyball, this is just the place to be.
It is. We are all volleyball. As a matter of fact, we are, I believe it's the fifth largest in the United States for volleyball only and the largest in Texas. So we're pretty proud of that.
Another great facility in Frisco. So let's talk a little bit about pricing and things like that. I'm sure there's a pretty big scale here depending on what people are doing, but can you give us a sense of what it would cost to come or have a child come and participate?
Sure, and that really depends on the program because it's you pay a fee per participation. So the training programs start out as low as $55 for a clinic and go all the way up to our club fees, which is several thousand dollars because of the duration and professional coaching. So it's really what time you have to participate and your financial plans as well.
Okay, that sounds good. I would assume that you've got a lot of athletes from the schools who are coming to get extra training and do additional work outside of the regular season. Do they tend to be more on the competitive side, or do some of them just sort of come and recreate and have fun with
it? It's definitely getting that way. We're seeing more and more kids playing volleyball. And, you know, we started out in Frisco because we lived in Frisco, and we started out with a team of athletes who wanted to play at a higher level 10 years ago. And the goal with this going forward was to help all of the Frisco kids basically have more touches on the ball and be more successful at tryouts at school, because school tryouts are becoming more and more competitive because more and more kids are wanting to play volleyball. So we try very hard to help support the schools. We're in touch with the high school coaches and have an idea of what they're looking for and what we can do to help enhance their program as well.
Okay, so there is some cooperation with Frisco ISD, even if is it formal? Is it informal?
It's informal. Okay. It's informal, but we stay in touch with the coaches. We have a great relationship with them. We try to help out as much as possible. We want to give back because that's actually how we got our start, was through FISD.
Since we're talking about some of the more competitive aspects of kids coming out and getting more touches on the ball, where does that lead to for some of these other kids? What do they do if they're coming out and they're participating and they're competing at a high level? Is there something beyond that? Are there other tournaments for them to go to? What do they have to look forward to?
Sure. With the club program, that's actually a very exciting question because we just finished our national qualifying season with club, and we have, out of our 18 teams, we have six teams that have received national bids, so they'll be going to national qualifiers. And what that means is we have one team in each of the age divisions from 12 to 16 that will be going to nationals to represent Lone Star, so we're very, very excited about that.
Oh, that's fantastic. Who do they compete against?
Teams from around the nation. Actually, there's teams that come from all over the place. And they've all had to do the same thing. They compete throughout the season to earn the bids, and then they compete for the national championship.
Are these mostly like outside of school teams, though?
The other
facilities,
yes,
and things like that,
yes,
like Lone Star Volleyball that exists in other places?
Right. Yeah,
there's
the hundreds and thousands of clubs throughout the United States.
Oh,
and
wow.
That this is kind of the last area for championship.
That's a lot of fun. I've always enjoyed volleyball myself, but I've been more of the recreational, you know, sand type player, you know, beer in one hand and trying to hit the ball with the other. So I think this is a little bit more competitive than what would be appropriate.
Definitely,
for me, so.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the grand opening. I mean, you guys have a pretty big event coming up. What's happening around that? What are some of the things that are going on with that?
We are Saturday, May 10th is our grand opening or grand reopening and introduction of our new partnerships with
the
DX3.
That's this Saturday for everybody who's listening.
That's this Saturday. And it starts at 8 o'clock. We'll start off with our normal youth league game day from 8 to noon. And then from noon to 2:30 are the real events that are going on. We've got some exhibition matches that are going to be played on court two. So it'll be a main court set up, and we'll have local police stations, the SWAT teams, fire department, and then also we've got two charities that are coming out this weekend, and they'll benefit from this grand opening. We've got a silent auction that will raise funds, and the two charities that we've selected this year and hope to be able to do an annual event is Kids Kids and also with Sons of the Flag. And they'll have teams out there competing against our professional coaches, and we've got some of our club kids that are going to be playing as well.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So
yeah.
It sounds like for anybody that's interested that hasn't already come out and had a chance to look at the facility, this is a great opportunity to come see what you guys have going on.
It is, and the junior athletes can actually participate in the Servathon, which will raise funds also for these charities. And forms are available through our promotions department.
Okay.
And we can get that information online from our website at lonestarvolleyball.net.
I was just about to ask. So, okay, we'll make sure we get that that link in the show notes. Are there any other particular things on the website that people should be looking for with respect to the grand reopening? So you mentioned the Servathon. Is there some place for people to go if they want to contribute, or is that just going to be something when they come in person?
Yes, our promotions department is taking care of all of that. So it's basically just an email to our promotions, and it's promotions@lonestarvolleyball.net.
Okay.
And they'll be happy to take donations over the phone. And also, we can take bids for the auction items as well. That information was sent out in a mass distribution yesterday, and we'll have that posted on the website as well.
Okay, so they can either bid in person or by phone.
Absolutely.
Oh, so if you want to support the cause and you want to help out Lone Star Volleyball, then it's easy. You don't even have to leave your couch.
Nope, you don't.
But we hope you'll come out and actually see the facility.
Yeah, we'd love to see it. And it promotes volleyball, gives kids an opportunity to see others playing volleyball in a fun environment, and help the charities as well.
Yes. Are some of the officers pretty good? Have you seen them play?
Have not, but you'd have to think that with the SWAT training that they'd...
See, I have this picture.
They got to come in with some muscle, I guess.
Yeah. I know our police force is probably very skilled, but I have this picture of them like playing against the kindergartners or something and just having a good time. So.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Think we could set that up?
Yeah.
All right. That's a good deal. Anything else you want to tell us about the facility, or is that kind of everything that we need to know for the grand opening, for the expansion? Everything else?
As far as the grand opening goes, we just invite everybody out. It is open to the public. We'll have lots of vendors out there with the volleyball type of items, and the proceeds from that also goes to the charity. So really, we're just encouraging people to come out, get to know Lone Star Sports Center, see what we have to offer, get an introduction to DX3 Athlete. They'll be doing some exhibitions with their training folks, and then also running a lacrosse exhibition as well. We do have a little bit of a lacrosse going on in the facility.
Interesting.
And all four cheer will be doing some demonstrations with their cheerleader and gymnastics in their space as well. We've got bounce house and trampolines and all sorts of fun things for everybody to just come out and enjoy.
Another fun Frisco event.
Yeah, yeah.
And a healthy one at that. So we'll be sure to include this in the show notes, but just for everybody listening, where exactly are you located?
We are at 10570 John W. Elliott Drive in Suite 600. The complex is called Frisco Commons.
Okay. Frisco Commons. Yeah, we know where that is, so we'll point people in the right direction. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and hopefully we'll see you and a whole bunch of other people on Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, everybody. Be sure to get out and check out the grand reopening of the Lone Star Volleyball facilities this weekend. It's going to be a good time. They got a lot of fun stuff going on. Speaking of the weekend, Wendy isn't here with us today, so I'm going to give you the weekend roundup. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on this weekend, so get ready to get out and have a good time. We have the Frisco Rough Riders playing on Thursday and Friday against Corpus Christi on both nights, and both games start at 7:05 p.m. There is Goose and Grimm Live at the Black Box Theater inside of Frisco Discovery Center. So if you're looking for some children's theater to entertain the kids this weekend, that is definitely a place to go. Lend Me a Tenor is still showing there as well. That's going to be at 8 o'clock in the evening. And then Fire Safety Town, which is a part of the Frisco Fire Department, is actually having an event this weekend as well, Motor Vehicle Safety Weekend, and that's going to be from 5 to 8 on Friday, May 9th. Now, the big, big event this weekend, and this is one of the weekends that I know everybody looks forward to every year, Frisco Farmers Market is open again. It's going to be open from 8 a.m. until whenever they sell out. I think technically they close around 1 o'clock, but typically they'll sell out a little bit before that. So be sure to get there, get early, especially opening weekend. There's going to be a ton of people there, but it's always a lot of fun. There's usually music and some other side things going on, and all the local vendors that are there with food and products and all kinds of other stuff. So be sure to get out there and start enjoying the Frisco Farmers Market again. And then that'll go every Saturday through sometime in October, depending on the weather. Then we have the Run Like a Mother run at 8:30 a.m. in Frisco Square. So even if you're not running, get ready. Usually that 5Ks that are going on over the weekend tend to play with traffic a little bit while you're driving up and down Main Street. And then the Rough Riders, again, are also playing on Saturday against Corpus Christi. So that's three games in a row, same time, 7:05 p.m. Also on Saturday, one of my personal favorite events is the Frisco Star Fest. So at around sundown, weather permitting, show up at Frisco Commons Park and take in some great stargazing. And there'll be telescopes and all kinds of fun stuff set up. So if you really want to get out there and get a good look at the stars or the moon or the planets, that's just kind of a fun little free event to go to in Frisco Commons Park. And then on Sunday, May 11th, Cinemark Classic Movie Series this week is Titanic. So, like, this thing didn't already make enough money the first time it was in the theaters, they're bringing it back. But it was really a fun movie. It's a good one. And they're playing at 2 p.m. on Sunday and again at 2 and 7 p.m. on Wednesday the 14th. So no excuses for being bored in Frisco this weekend. Get out there and have a good time. And we'll see you guys next week.